Saskatoon, the Saskatchewan Wheat Development Commission, Sask Wheat, has invested nearly $3 million over 5 years into 13 projects through the Canadian National Wheat Cluster, Wheat Cluster. The Wheat Cluster projects will address common issues and challenges producers face, from developing varieties that use inputs and nutrients efficiently to developing durum varieties that are more tolerant to environmental stressors. A vital element of each project is keeping the sector competitive and economically viable. Each project focuses on this component and the Government of Canada's climate change priorities. Our investment in plant breeding and research will keep wheat production in Saskatchewan sustainable and profitable, said Sask Wheat Chair Jake Legui, who farms near Fillmore. It is important for industry and government to work together and for each to commit funding to develop improved varieties and conduct necessary research into diseases and pests. This partnership between government and industry will improve the competitiveness of our sector, allowing farmers to meet the needs of global customers and capture market opportunities. Below are the projects funded by Sask Wheat, including the researchers and Sask Wheat investment. Towards Climate Smart, Resilient Wheat, Dr. Curtis Pozniak, University of Saskatchewan, -$216,918. The role of wheat growth habit in reducing GHG emissions and fostering climate resiliency without compromising yield, quality and 4R principles. Dr. Brian Barris, Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada, AAFC, -$130,996. A prairie assessment of nitrogen stabilizers and split fertilizer application in sustaining spring wheat yield, protein and production economics while reducing nitrous oxide emissions, Dr. Mario Tenuta, University of Manitoba, -$203,470. High-quality wheat germplasm development to mitigate climate change risks and promote a clean environment, Dr. Santosh Kumar and Dr. Richard Cuthbert, AAFC, -$864,562. Economic growth in Canada through the development of durum cultivars that address climate change, environmental sustainability, and agri-food resilience, Dr. Yufeng Ruan, AAFC, -$415,087. Cultivar enhancement through the application of biotechnology, Dr. Ferdissa Bokor, AAFC, -$218,116. Integrated approaches to develop climate-resilient Canada Prairie Spring Red Wheat cultivars for Western Canada, Dr. Harpinder Randhawa, AAFC, -$31,157. Winter wheat with enhanced economic, environmental, and ecological sustainability for Western Canada, Dr. Harwinder Sidhu, AAFC, -$161,006. A dual-pronged approach to mitigate fusarium head blight and don production, Dr. Gopal Subramaniam, AAFC, -$236,246. Gene editing to accelerate delivery of improved genetics, Dr. Andriy Belichik, AAFC, -$106,917. Sustainable control of wheat diseases through marker-assisted and resistance gene discovery, Dr. Colin Hebert, AAFC, -$110,414. Wheat midge, enhanced surveys, wheat resistance traits and midge genetic variation to preserve the SM1 gene. Dr. Tyler Wist, AAFC, -$45,294. Developing weed-suppressive no-till wheat systems with reduced glyphosate use, Dr. Charles Geddes, AAFC, -$219,453. The Canadian Wheat Research Coalition, CWRC, is a collaboration between Sask Wheat, MCA and Alberta Grains. The CWRC is aimed at improving the net relative profitability of wheat for Western Canadian farmers and will administer the wheat cluster. More information can be found at wheatresearch.ca.